The head of Liberia's Anti-Corruption Commission, James Verdier, has accused the government of President George Weah of undermining the fight against corruption. Corruption is said to be one of the root causes that led to the outbreak of the 14-year civil crisis in the West African nation back in 1990. An estimated 250,000 people died in that conflict. Weah came to the presidency after two unsuccessful bids against former president Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and he promised to end corruption. 1 year into Weah's administration, correspondent Darrington Porkpa in Monrovia looks at the government's fight against graft and corruption.
Failing to tackle corruption among public officials was a key criticism of the Sirleaf administration, which President Weah promised to fight. But a year into his administration, Liberia is retrogressing in the fight against corruption, says the head of Liberia's Anti-Corruption Commission, James Verdier. He says the failure of some public officials to declare their assets, as well as the lack of appropriate budgetary allotment, are just few constraints impeding the fight against corruption here.
The experience we've had in the first half has been terrible, because we've not had funding. We have struggled to actually have this administration put its stand behind the fight of corruption and make some bold statements regarding transparency, accountability, and ensuring that we can fight corruption.
On the streets of Monrovia, people are worried about the constructions of Weah's private properties just a year into his administration. Another talking point on the lips of Liberians is a report surrounding the alleged disappearance of newly printed 16 billion Liberian dollars banknotes in 2018. The scandal is Liberia's biggest financial scandal since independence in 1847. Delivering his State of the Nation's address recently, Weah called on Liberians to be patient, saying the much-anticipated report will be out before March 2019.
The report will be released to the public by using, if it is established that there has been any willful act of criminality, negligence, or malfeasance, the full weight of the law will be brought to bear.
Despite the assurance, organizers of a mass citizens action Bring Back Our Money campaign says the Liberian leader cannot be trusted. In the central Monrovia area, Martin Collins spoke on behalf of the group.
How can we trust a government that said three different things about the missing money? So we don't trust the government to institute a robust mechanism of dealing with the situation, even if the report is released, because there are instances where the government has not shown any form of political will to fight corruption. Corruption has already won a war against the Weah-led government.
For now, though, until the report is released, people here may continue to have a mindset that this government is rooted in acts of corruption. For RFR, I'm Darlington Popa reporting from Monrovia.